Lord of Lords. Are you living for the kingdom of God in spirit and truth? Jesus said in the last days, it will be like it was in the days of Noah, eating, drinking, making merry, and then sudden destruction comes upon them. We're living in the last days. You think COVID was something? It was nothing compared to the tribulation that's coming. Look at the world. We're in America. Look at America. America is Sodom and Gomorrah too. Go see how God dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah. What were the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah? Yeah, everybody knows about the homosexual sin, but there's more. They were full of pride. Hey, that's America. They were idle. Hey, that's America. And they were full of bread. That's America.
Amen, brother.
You don't want to be following the culture. You want to follow Jesus Christ and come out of the world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The churches are lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. Pastors and priests are not telling you the truth.
Yes, I'll do it. You want a pen? I'll give you a pen.
Spin the wheel.
Open the Holy Scriptures and you'll find the truth of God. If your life is conformed to the culture, the wrath of God is coming. You have no hope. This is Satan's kingdom, neighbor. When were you transformed and everything changed in your life to follow Christ? Most people's gospel does not call them out of the world. If you haven't come out of the world, you're not following the biblical gospel. You're not following the risen Savior. You must repent and seek the kingdom of God. Repentance is a changing of your mind and a changing of your ways. Now, how can I help you, sir?
Letting you know that you got other Christians here.
Yeah? What do you... Take a gospel card and test yourself. What do you... Let me ask you a question. You're here. What are you doing here?
What am I doing here?
Yeah, it's a festival full of food and fun and entertainment. What are you doing here?
I'm here with my family.
What did Jesus tell us we're supposed to do if we're Christians? Go out into the world and entertain ourselves?
No, he didn't say we couldn't do that.
Really? He said, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey. He said, my sheep are not of the world. If you're of the world, you're not his sheep.
Well, I am.
But you're of the world.
But what denomination do you belong to?
We don't belong to a denomination. We belong to Jesus Christ, the body of Christ.
Are you born in salvation?
Born salvation? Is that a body?
Were you saved, as it says we're supposed to be?
Of course. I'm born again by the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, his resurrection, repentance to him, coming out of every false way and the world, be born from above by the Spirit of God. The fruit you're born again, it's on that card I gave you, is holiness and obedience, which is not living like the world or keeping Sunday church ways.
But it also says in Ephesians 2:8, it tells us what?
Ephesians 2:8 says you're saved by grace through faith. Yep. It never says alone. You're not saved by grace through faith alone.
Faith.
You're saved by faith, but a saving faith, James 2 says, will always produce works of holiness and obedience.
Right.
You're justified by your works, James says.
Yeah. So what are you doing down here?
I'm preaching the gospel, standing against this, warning my neighbor.
Right, but you're still here.
I'm preaching the gospel, warning my neighbor. I would tell you, unless you repent, you're going to lose your soul in your Sunday church systems. Test yourself to the word of God. Seek after the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. We can't stand and listen to people that tell us you can be of the world and claim a holy Savior. You can't be of the world and claim a holy Savior. You must walk in righteousness, goodness, and truth. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also called the Spirit of Truth. So I have a question for our neighbors. Many people claim to be born again, claim to have the indwelling Holy Spirit. If you're born of the Holy Spirit, why are you worldly when you're supposed to be holy? The world makes you an enemy of God, James 4:4. If you're born of the spirit of truth, why do you live in so many lies like the culture? You're supposed to live in holiness and righteousness. What's the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Goodness, truth, righteousness, love, long-suffering, patience. The Holy Spirit does a work in us. But we know the work by the fruit of the people that claim it. Jesus said in John 15, if you don't have much fruit, if you don't have much fruit, you will be pruned and you will be thrown in the fire. That's hell. That's the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus described hell more than he ever described heaven. Jesus warned about the weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus did not avoid hell. He talked about it. He preached it. He told you don't go there. He said, turn from your wicked ways and find eternal life in him and him alone. Calling our neighbors to repentance, calling you out of the world, calling you out of the false churches, calling you out of the sin that's going to destroy your soul. Jesus said, fear the one that can destroy your body and soul in hell. That's the Father. Don't fear Satan. Don't fear the culture. Don't fear a COVID virus. Fear the one that can destroy your body and soul in hell. But here's the problem. Americans do not fear God. Americans do not fear, have enough fear of God to even obey him. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it says the duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. You're not fearing God if you don't keep his commandments, neighbor. We have the Gideons passing out Bibles. We don't need more Bibles. There's Bibles all over in the American household. What you need is the Word of God dwelling in you and obeying it. And we need to preach it. They don't even live it. The Gideons don't even live the biblical gospel. They're feminized. They're united to evangelicalism. They're united to the world and every false way. How can you hand out the Word of God while you live in sin? That's called hypocrisy. That was the sin of the Pharisees. Luke 12, more feminism, running off at the mouth, but we stand against it for the glory of God. We've talked to a lot of seekers today. We withstand the mockers to encourage the seekers to follow the Word of God. But the Gideons are like a lot of the churches. They open their doors. They tell you an easy believe gospel. They sprinkle you with a little bit of the Word of God. They never call anyone out of the world. They don't call you out of your pride and vanity. That's an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:17. They don't call you to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. They don't call you to lose your life. The Gideons have an itchy-eared gospel. They're like the churches. Oh, come in. We'll entertain you for 45 minutes and tell you God loves you. When the Bible does not say God loves you as you live in your sin. The Bible actually says God hates workers of iniquity. Psalm 5:5. If you live in your sin, God actually hates you. We have to tell you that truth today, neighbor. You get the love of Jesus Christ when you repent and leave your sin. God has always been a conditional God. God has always said, repent, forsake your sin and live. Keep your worldliness and your sin and die. Unless you repent of your sin and flee it, you're going to suffer the wrath of God, neighbor. You're going to miss the goodness of Jesus Christ. You're going to miss the grace and the mercy. You're going to miss the love that God offered the world in John 3:16. But if you just walk through this world and have a head knowledge of Jesus, you do not know the biblical gospel. You can't follow a head knowledge that doesn't lead to spirit and truth. Jesus talked about with the Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup, or excuse me, the inside of the cup, and the rest will be clean. When your heart is transformed, your entire life conforms to the Word of God and the Scriptures. But your heart and life must be transformed. You must lose your entire life to follow Jesus. Paul talks about in Romans 8, those who are in Christ Jesus are not condemned, who walk after the Spirit, not the flesh. So if you live like the world, you're walking in the flesh. If you live in your church systems, you're walking after the flesh. But if you walk in the Spirit, guess what the Spirit does? The Spirit leads you to the truth of God. The Spirit leads you to righteousness. The Spirit leads you out of sin and the culture. Satan has designed the culture to deceive people, to distract you, to let you think you're of God when you're really not. He's got false churches on every corner. And that will be their condemnation. They claim Christ, but they live ungodly and in sin and in worldliness. Jesus said in the book of John, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. They follow him. If you're not following Christ out of the culture and out of all false ways, you're not following the biblical Savior. All the Americans I know that believe in Christ and practice the church systems are following the culture and their flesh, and they're following a false Jesus. The Bible does talk about a false Savior, a false Spirit, and a false gospel. 2 Corinthians 11:4. But there is no falseness in God. There is no sin in God. There is no darkness in God. That's why we know this culture is of Satan, because it's full of darkness and unrighteousness that's not of the Father. Satan took Jesus up to the Temple Mount and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And Satan said, worship me and you can have them. That's proof that Satan runs the kingdoms of the world. Your entertainment, your sports, your politics, your church systems, your economies, your governments, they're all the kingdom of Satan. But the kingdom of Christ is in his people, in spirit, and in truth. There is hope for all those that will turn to Jesus Christ. He is hope. He's goodness. He's righteousness. He's love. He's mercy. But guess what? You don't get love and mercy from God as you continue in sin and worldliness. You have to repent and turn from your ways to seek after the kingdom of God. Most Americans barely scrape up Sunday church attendance that God doesn't even want, let alone follow Christ in all spirit and in truth. It's an easy test. You just open up the Bible and test yourself to the Holy Word of God. And if you test yourself to the Scriptures, you'll see that you're far from the truth of God if you follow the culture. If you test yourself to the Scriptures, you will see that no man's going to inherit eternal life living after the ways of the world and the church systems. Jesus said, you'll have no part of me lest you lose your life to find it. Have you lost your life, neighbor? If you're here seeking this culture, if you're living for the ways of the world, you're not going to find the goodness, the hope. You're not going to find the cleansing and the forgiveness in Christ Jesus, lest you turn and repent. Throw yourself at the mercy and the grace of God, and then seek His kingdom by spirit and in the word.